My fellow brothers and sisters, thank you so much for prioritizing the Father and putting your relationship with the Father above all else. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me, because I know the Father is in the midst of us being able to talk about the Father and being able to just get the ability to understand what our Father will is for our life. So what I want you to do is today, go into King James Version of your Bible, and then I want you to go over to Isaiah chapter 26 verse 3, and then we're going to go to 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8, and then we're going to end on Psalm chapter 18 verse 21, and these are all in the King James Version Bible, okay? So the first one, Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee." Then 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 8 says, "Above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves, for charity shall cover the multitude of sins." Then we're going to end on Psalm chapter 18 verse 21 says, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God." These all scriptures are pointing to focusing on the Father and making sure your focus is staying on Him at all times. I understand that there's going to be moments where life is not going to just give you a break. But at the same time, as long as you stay focused on the Father, you will always prevail. Guaranteed that. And I know that it may not look like it's going to work out in your favor, but at the end of the day, it always does, because the Father does never, ever, ever, ever fail with nothing. And I want you to understand that. So I want you to understand, as we just take this time to close your eyes and lift your hands in prayer, please. So Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you so much for allowing us to be in your presence. And thank you so much for putting your word on our hearts, Father. And thank you so much for allowing us to be able to gather here and you be in the midst, Father. And you said no water that will rise will overflow thee. And you said no fire that would kindle will burn thee. And thank you so much, Father, for giving us these promises, because your promises are absolute. They will be done. And Father, I just want to thank you so much for my fellow brothers and sisters that will see these promises done. And thank you so much for your greatness and your love for us, your unconditional love for us. And your love for us has washed away all of our sins. I just want to say all this in your holy name, Father. Selah.